I wish you could all see me here sitting in my office recording what is going to be the first Eat It and Like It podcast. We're calling it Shuck It. I'm sitting here, don't know what to say. I'm kind of like, yeah, sure, I have a list of topics I'd like to get to over the next few minutes while we spend this time together, but I'm kind of like, do you go total Lindy Brandon DJ? Hey, welcome to our podcast. This is going to be entertaining, and we're going to talk about food. Or do you just talk? And I'm usually just a talk about it guy, but it's kind of weird to be sitting here recording my voice knowing that it's going to be listened to. And so I'm kind of, how do you handle this? Well, you handle this kind of like I was told in TV news a long time ago, just talk. Talk like you're talking to someone sitting across from you. I tell my interview subjects all the time, whether we have a beer or not, pretend we're having a beer. Everything will be fine. Sometimes we actually do have a beer and people get to relax a little bit, but otherwise we are good. So with all of that said, we'll get the kinks out. I want to officially welcome you all to the very first Eat It and Like It podcast. We are calling it Shuck It. How did we come to that name? I'll get to that in a second. But it's been, I laugh because it's been a couple of year journey to get to this point here where I'm sitting in my office clueless as to what to say on this podcast. Not that I'm ever at a loss for words, but stick a microphone in front of yourself and hit record and need to talk constantly for a few minutes and you'll see how challenging it is. But it is here. We are recording. We are on the air. It is a podcast and we are very excited to be sharing it with you. Like I said, it's been a couple of year process. We talked about doing a podcast a couple of years ago back, we're in 2017 now. We talked about doing one, I want to say 2014, 2015, but there were just too many things going on with us and Eat It and Like It. Too many side jobs still, too many distractions, too many things that, took our time away from what is the main thing here, which is the website and the television show. So when you start spreading yourself too thin, I think someone said famously a long time ago, I have no idea who it is, you might have to Google it, chase two rabbits and you won't catch either one. So spent a lot of time thinking about how many rabbits we could chase, and we wound up chasing just the two, the website and the TV show. So that's what we're doing. But now things are starting to loosen up a little bit. I like to say that the game is slowing down. If you're a football fan, you can appreciate the fact that you get a new quarterback and the game's moving 100 miles an hour, especially at the college level. But then everything after 2, 3, 4, 5 years, depending on the team that you follow, or never. Don't get me started on football season. The game starts to slow down, and everything starts to get a little easier. It's never easy, just easier and a little more manageable, I think is a better way to put it. So here we are. The podcast is called Shuck It, and it's going to be weekly here at eatitandlikeit.com and on iTunes. Got a few recorded already, some ideas for others. It's going to allow us an opportunity to interact with our guests in a way that we are not able to do in my my column in the Savannah Morning News every Thursday, or the blogs really on the website, the postings there, regardless of what we talk about. This is going to allow us to push the envelope a little bit with the subjects and ask tough questions and ask interesting questions and be able to share it all with you. You know, a lot of times I'll do a 15-minute interview and I have to turn it around to, you know, 400 or 500 words, 600 tops for the paper or for the website. You know, you don't want to put 2,000-word epics on the web. And so you wind up leaving a lot of stuff that you'd like to use off to the side, and stories that, parts of the story, I should say, that you can't tell. So this is going to allow us to, an opportunity for you to hear from our subjects directly. Hey, what do you think of A, B, and C? And they'll tell you, and there's no editing, and it's straight from their mouths. And the first of which that I found fascinating is, my chat with Sean Brock. If you haven't heard, you can read about it now at edenlikeit.com. Husk has announced they're going to open on December the 4th, which, you know, it feels like it's been about 10 years since they've been building here in Savannah on Oglethorpe, 12 West Liberty. For those of you who aren't familiar where Husk is going to go, right behind Collins Quarter. Collins Quarter is on the corner of Oglethorpe and Bull Street. I said Liberty a minute ago. I meant Oglethorpe, 12 West Oglethorpe. But right behind Collins Quarter, there's a parking lot. And then right next to it, 10,000 square foot historic home being restored. I've seen it. It's going to be spectacular. The bar area is probably going to be the most beautiful bar between Charleston and Miami. If there's a prettier one, I'd like someone to show me. And we'll get into all of that a little bit more probably in our next episode, which is my conversation with Sean Brock. He talked about all kinds of things. He talked about going public, about his trouble with addiction earlier this year. It was a big national story. He told me his version of that and why he chose to go public, and he talked all about that. But more importantly, he, as it pertains to his guests and the people who might go to Husk, he talked about the concept. And it's fascinating. It's hyper-local. And it's very, very interesting where they are drawing inspiration from. Yeah, you know, they're going to have burgers. Yeah, they're going to have fried chicken. Yeah, they're going to have all that. But the inspiration, he told me he purchased 80 cookbooks just for the Savannah location. And he and his chef, because he won't be the chef here full time, Sean Brock, that is, he and his chef are going over all of that information and all of those cookbooks, coming up with a menu. So it's going to be interesting. December the 4th, they're going to open, and you can read more all about it on the website at edenandlikeit.com. Other conversations we're going to have going forward through the fall here, I'm going to talk to Brian Husky. Those of you who live in Savannah here may be familiar with Brian. He is a restaurateur, has a few different spots. The most popular is probably B. Matthews Eatery on Habersham and Bay Streets. Great brunch spot. But he also owns a number of other spots. And going to talk to him not only about celebrating 10 years. He's a Knoxville guy, big Tennessee Vol. Don't hold that against him. But he's going to talk to us about opening a restaurant and what it takes. And that's what I want to know from him. Like, some people will tell you, I would never own a restaurant, much less two. Well, he owns five, I think six now. Who signs up for that kind of insanity? I want to get inside his head and see what motivates him there to continue to do that. He has a new spot coming to Broughton Street, East End Provisions, Broughton and Price, right in the heart of downtown Savannah. So look out for that probably sometime in October. Beyond that, as the fall moves forward, you know, as we get closer to holidays, I want to chat with some local bakers, get some tips for those of you who like to cook at home over the holidays, and share some information with you that you might be able to learn from a professional about how you might go about making that fruitcake. I never thought I'd live, what is it, 90 miles from the home of the ever-popular fruitcake. For those of you that don't know, that's Claxton Fruitcakes. But they are out there. But we'll offer all kinds of culinary tips and stuff like that as the podcast moves forward. Lots and lots to get to weekly. We've got plenty of time to do it. So I'd like to share some other information, you know, food I've eaten lately, some other new restaurants that are coming online. There are a couple that are about to open here in the next few weeks. Something to look out for. Of course, it's all on the website, edenlikeit.com. But I'll offer you a little bit more in-depth on what to expect from a few different places that are about to open in addition to Husk that we just talked about. And we'll do that right after this.
Shuck It, an Eat It and Like It podcast, will return in a moment.
We've been around for over three generations, serving our customers one day at a time. Welcome to Goose Feathers. It all starts with fresh.
Have a question you'd like answered on the air? Email us now at tips@eatitandlikeit.com.
Welcome back to Shuck It, our Eat It and Like It podcast. We are very glad to be here. This is our first go-round for the podcast. I got to share with you a quick story about how we came up with the name for this thing. We started talking about it probably June, July, throwing some ideas around about what to name an Eat It and Like It podcast. Want it to be different. Want it to be a little bit, you know, provocative. Something that would, I don't know, get people's attention. You know, the whole deal. You're fighting for a wisp of pie. And if you listen to this podcast, we are definitely, definitely appreciative. But there are a million other podcasts out there in any range of topics. So we wanted something that would get people's attention. And I got a text message from our creative brand manager, Melody. She's out in Los Angeles. It was late. It was late for me, and I guess not so late for her. Late one night, and she texted me, "What about Shuck It?" And I saw the text, and I paused. And my initial reaction was, well, that kind of implies that it's always about seafood and oysters and stuff like that. And then I thought it through, and I went, and I text her back, "How about What the Shuck?" We had a laugh, and we thought this would be called What the Shuck. And so I spent a few days bouncing the idea of calling this podcast What the Shuck off of a bunch of friends. Hey, what do you think? What the Shuck? Hey, I've got a new podcast. We're calling it What the Shuck. Hey, what do you think of What the Shuck for the name of a podcast? And I got a thumbs up from everybody, and I thought for a good week that we would eventually call this podcast What the Shuck. And I was very proud of that. I was, every time I'd think about it, I'd laugh and say, yeah, that's kind of what we wanted. But then Melody got back to me and told me, as creative brand manager, hey, you can't call it What the Shuck. And I said, why not? I've actually fallen in love with the name What the Shuck over the last 2 weeks. And she said, well, you got to think about this, how it fits into the hierarchy of the brand. You've got Eat It. You've got hashtag Drink It. You've got hashtag Bake It and Grill It and all of the things that you want to do with Eat It and Like It going forward. And they all are short. Bake It, Eat It, Drink It, Shuck It, Shuck It. It fit, Shuck It. She said, if you want to use Shuck, it has to be called Shuck It. So I broke up with What the Shuck and I married Shuck It, which it has grown on me, and we've since made some graphics, and okay, cool, Shuck It. So, hope you like it, called Shuck It, and it is our weekly podcast. A couple other things to chat with you about what we're doing here with Eat It and Like It. We've been busy all summer long. It's been kind of nuts around here. I wish I could say I took some long, exotic vacation somewhere, but we've had the busiest summer we've had around here in years. You can go to see some of the fruits of our efforts at eatitandlikeit.com. It's a brand new website. For years and years here, we've been basically a blog. Eatitandlikeit.com has been a blog, and we wanted to be this big resource, but it was tough to pull all that together. We needed, you know, websites are expensive and all that kind of stuff. And so we let it roll until it was time, and probably back in the winter, I thought, okay, as I mentioned to you earlier, the game is starting to slow down a little bit. You know, we're starting to get into a good yearly rhythm here. I think it's time to flip the website from blog to resource. So if you go to eatitandlikeit.com now, if you haven't been in a while, you should. We've listed not all of them. It's not a restaurant guide. Eatitandlikeit.com will never list every place you can go for seafood, for example, or coffee. But in every category, we list five or six that we really like. Does that mean we don't like the others? Of course not. But if we had to pick four or five, six maybe, I think we did in most categories, these would be the ones. There are others we like for some reason, others we don't like for other reasons. And so we kind of kept it concise. Here are basically our top picks for all of these categories. There's seafood, there's, like I said, coffee, burgers, goodness, you name it. There's also a section where you can eat like a local, and obviously that's geared more toward the tourists and the 15 million people that we get through this town every single year. They want to know. Eat It Like It actually was born in 2010 on the heels of the question, hey, we're going to Paula's one night, where else should we go eat? So many people come to this town and they want to know where to go eat, so we thought we were in a good position to offer a guide. Not a comprehensive, these are all your choices, because that can get overwhelming for anybody. And so even locals, you got somebody, you got family coming to town. You know, I get emails and texts from friends all the time. Hey, I've got my sister's coming to town with her three kids, and we want somewhere that has hot dogs, pizza, beer, kid-friendly, and foie gras. No, that hasn't actually happened, but those are the kind of crazy requests I get. So from now on, brunch is another one. Here's a list. Here's our list. Here's our recommendations. And it's all there now at eatitandlikeit.com. So if you haven't been to the website in a while, we encourage you to go visit and check out the places that we've listed. At the same time, you know, I want to hear from all of you. We want to hear from all of you. If you have a new place that you've discovered that you think is fantastic, or some place you think I'd miss, hey, I'm always listening. This isn't a dictatorship. I'm listening. May not agree all the time, but I'm always listening and wanting to hear from you guys. So you can email us at tips@eatitandlikeit.com. That's tips, like leave me a tip, leave me a 50-cent tip, tips@eatitandlikeit.com. And that'll come straight here to the office. And if you got questions or whatever, use that as well. And if it's an interesting question, I'll read it here on a future podcast and I'll share the answer with you. For example, hey, Jesse, this isn't an actual one. I'm just giving you a for example. What about Prohibition? I heard about some place that was opening on MLK. And yes, Prohibition is opening on MLK. Spoke to them a couple of days ago, and they were a little bit behind schedule. They were hoping to open in June. It is an upscale Irish-themed restaurant. They don't want it called an Irish pub, and I certainly understand why. You know, Irish pubs kind of skew in one direction. This is more of a restaurant. This is going to have live music in the back. This is going to be more of a, I don't know, upscale, I guess, is the easy word to use here. But it's going to be great food. It's a serious chef. The one that's taking over here, his name is Anthony Smith here in Savannah. But we'll have more on that on a future podcast after they actually open their doors. But Prohibition is coming. As is Husk, as I mentioned. As is East End Provisions, as I mentioned, on the corner of Broughton and Price. Good Times Jazz appears to be nearing an opening on Broughton, up on the other end on the west side. Near Adam Troney's Chocolate, I guess, one block over on that side of town. But there's new stuff going on all the time, and we'll talk about those things in a future podcast. One thing that I will remind you to take a look at before we go here, because I'm about to wrap this up. The all-new JesseBlanco.com is a website we worked on this summer, in addition to all the other things we did. Drink It and Like It, the Eat It magazine, which you can read more about there. But go to JesseBlanco.com and see what our parent company looks like. We rebranded our LLC. We've created this umbrella thing, and oh, it's overwhelming. But it's a whole lot of fun because it's all about food in the South, and food here in Savannah, and food here in Hilton Head Island, and Darren Clark's Tavern, by the way, over on the island, over on Hilton Head. If you haven't been yet, it's good eats there. So pay them a visit. You can find out more on the website, eatandlikeit.com. Beyond that, I haven't done anything. We've been bored. We will have much more about all of this. I don't want to make this my first podcast a 40-minute epic, because that's a quick way to get everybody to go click. I'm out of here. But yeah, we're gonna have all kinds of fun here weekly, probably weekly more. More times than not, it will be weekly. Will we drop something twice a week, maybe? If something cool comes up and we want to get it out there, we will. But otherwise, it'll be weekly. It'll be here at eatandlikeit.com and iTunes. and it will be all about Savannah. I know Savannah heavy today, but we're going to talk about Bluffton. We're going to talk about Hilton Head. We're going to talk about anything in this area that the people of this region love to eat and like. So we appreciate you spending the time with us that you have. Once again, if you have any questions or input or advice or anything like that, you can always email us at tips, T-I-P-S, at eatitandlikeit.com. And we look forward to having a good audio time as we move on in this journey we call Eat It and Like It. So thanks so much for joining us. Look for Sean Brock, probably the next podcast to drop. And some other fun as the months of October and November roll on. Don't forget, Savannah Food and Wine Festival is November 6th through the 12th this year. Tickets are still available. Come join us at the Speakeasy event. That is Thursday night, I believe, the 9th. It is quickly becoming the coolest party of the week. So you can find out more about that at SavannahFoodAndWineFest.com. I'm out of plugs. I'm out of time. Thanks so much for joining us on Shuck It, an Eat It Like It podcast. We will see you next week.
See, I'm a regular here and I know most of this ragged band of thieves. But you're the sweetest thing ever to pass my eye in this place, I do believe. Maybe it's just a coincidence or just something I perceive. Even though you're laughing out vain with your girls, your eyes keep passing back to me. Yo, yo, move your body, girl. You wanna add a car, wine it up like a West Indian, gonna kind of...